They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. Just glad to be back. I don't know what the hell happened Friday. We apologize. There's nothing wrong with the Best Of Show. We haven't done one of those in a long time. But as everybody knows out there, whether it happened to you or a kid of yours or an employee, you know that the flu is going around, and somehow, which scares me, we both got it at the same time. But we are back. I'm not sure about better than ever, but we are back and glad to be in the studios. We did reschedule our Mark Manning interview. We were to have him Friday. We will have him tomorrow on the show as the Big 12 Championships are this Saturday in Lincoln. Also, want to apologize to Kelly Jeffries in Grand Island, one of our scheduled guests on Friday, but glad that she understood. And unfortunately, their season came to an end on Friday night in the district finals, as did a lot of girls basketball teams' district finals. And I know, folks, you know that we're going to talk about it, and we will talk about Franklin. We've already got some emails. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. A couple other things. Sad over the weekend. It was Nebraska's birthday. Happy yesterday. Happy for Nebraska's birthday. Go Nebraska. Yay. Happy birthday, Nebraska. And if every fourth grader, however far they go, didn't know that, that's sure part of the class, either last Friday or today. Happy birthday, Nebraska. Paul Harvey passed away. And, that's not going to be a big deal to the big city folk, but that is a big deal to townies, as we like to refer to them. Small Town Radio has had Paul Harvey on forever. He's probably lasted on the radio a lot more than many people thought, but he passed away over the weekend at 90 years of age. There will never be anyone like Paul Harvey again. There's just nothing like that. And unfortunately, all the folks that carry Paul Harvey news and comment and rest of the story and all that, forget it. It's over. I mean, Drew Carey is peddling through The Price is Right. There's nobody. I don't care if it's Paul Harvey Jr. or whatever. It's not the same. It never will be the same. That's fine. You can come up with your fun little offbeat stories. I hope it works. I hope there's somebody that can carry on that tradition, because it's just not there anymore.
You carry Paul Harvey.
Are you saying we're never going to know the rest of the story ever again?
Well, there's only so many stories we can know the rest of after a while, by the way. But
you have Paul Harvey and Ord when you were at the Ord radio station?
Still do. I'm sure they still do.
So, I mean, every day. I mean, it's one thing. Everybody knows who Paul Harvey is, obviously. I don't think people maybe necessarily tune in, but when he is on, you pay attention and you do hear the rest of the story.
A little fun.
But when you're around it like you were every day.
You know, the rest of the story, fine, cute, haha. But, I mean, the little news segment in the morning, you know, for your morning commute, you're hearing kind of the news headlines and then something a little quirky gets you going. And he'd been doing it for years, and then the 15 minutes over the usually the noon hour gets you going as well. And you know, I guess for the rural community, there was more things there that affected them than maybe other folks that, you know, big city, however you want to describe radio. He was the opposite of Howard Stern, let's just say that. So Paul Harvey passes over the weekend. One other thing, and Paul Harvey, great one. I hope he gets the respect he deserves. I mean, because, again, here's a guy that's not going to get the national pub. I mean, he was as big as anybody there was. And he's just, you know, in Chicago and New York, they're going, who? What? Huh? Yeah, well, guess what? Better than Don Imus ever was or ever will be. And that's not even a slap at Don Imus. I mean, you just pick whoever you want. Paul Harvey, bigger, better, and last of the years. Secondly, dear Charter, if I ever, I don't even know how to approach this. Because in the media, we all make mistakes. But when Lang recovering from the flu, I see the John Cook volleyball show from a year, and not this past year, the previous year. Why is that on? Channel 20, you will see the Doc Sadler show from last year. The John Cook show from last year. The Mike Anderson, whatever, pick it. It comes on. It's not this week's. It's not last week's. It's not the preseason. It's a year old. Figure it out and get it off. What sense does that make? It happens every single week. Okay? So, yes, I'm bringing it up. Yes, I make mistakes. But when I make a mistake, I try to correct it. Okay? Charter, figure it out. I mean, you know how stupid that is? You know how stupid it makes you look? We want you to be the best you can be. All right? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Wow.
Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis, Derek Stenson coming off a high with the Tri-City Storm winner pair of games this weekend. What's going on? That's the first time all year.
Yeah, I have no idea. 12 goals in two games there. 6-2. On the road in Omaha on Friday night, and then 6-4 here at home. And that game, the 6-4 game, was 2-1 going into the third period.
A lot of power play action, too.
A lot of power play action, especially on Friday night. They went got four power play goals on Friday night. I believe they got two. Maybe they got a third there at the very end of the game on Saturday. But nonetheless, the Storm definitely playing very well. Radoslav Ilo is, I think he's got 12 games in, or 12 goals in 9 or 10 games. He's really going off.
Okay, Derek, you know this because you've been watching them night in, night out. What has changed in the last 3 weeks?
Intensity. They're playing with a lot more intensity lately, and I think the guys are really starting to get some chemistry down. Guys like Radoslav Ilo, Anthony DiCenzo, Josh Berge, really the catalysts of that team, and those guys have been playing outstanding over the last couple of games. So I think Josh Berge had a goal and 4 assists on Saturday night. DiCenzo had a goal and 3 assists on Friday night. Radoslav Ilo scored, I think, 4 goals between the two games over the weekend, so they're really playing well.
But we talked about how young this team was, and even Coach Redrud saying, we know we may take some lumps early on. They just coming into their own now?
It seems that way. It seems that a lot of the guys, especially guys like Radoslav Ilo, where you see the production just spike, that's starting to spike, those guys are starting to catch up with the league, to catch up with the play in the USHL, and I think they're starting to adjust.
They're on the road Wednesday and then home against Indiana Friday and Saturday. We'll be giving you a chance to win some tickets to Tri-City Storm Hockey later on in the week. Coming up later on in the program today, we're going to catch up with Hastings St. Cecilia boys basketball coach Kevin Asher. Coming up in the last portion of the program today as he gets out of class. They get ready to take on St. Paul tonight. There's boys district finals going on tonight. The girls state basketball tournament field has been set as well. UNK women are going to be hosting tomorrow. Let's just kind of run down a few things here off the top of the show. UNK's Drake Baronic, the Division II Player of the Week. The men seeing their season come to an end by splitting games over the weekend. For the first time since 92, they will finish below 500, Tony.
It'll be interesting to see what, obviously, players get into the system and what changes are made after this season. As we know, there's been changes in the past. We'll see if they continue.
Very young team, and hopefully they can continue to build around that. Everybody knew they were going to take some lumps this year and still fought hard out there. Tom Kropp, congratulations to the coach. His 400th career victory at the University of Nebraska at Kearney.
Hasn't been around. I mean, you only hear 400. 19 seasons. Okay, maybe longer than I thought it was, but still, you know, that's pretty darn good for 19 seasons to rack up that many wins.
The women, as we said, will be home tomorrow night. A 6 o'clock game at the Health and Sports Center in the first round of the conference tournament. They will take on Adams State. Then a win would get them against either Colorado Mines, again, who they just beat in overtime, or Regis on Friday with the championship set for Saturday. And, usually they take a bus out there. I don't know if that'll be the case because usually the men and women are both out there in the semifinals. So we'll find out. Hastings men, well, they played well a couple games and they got things set up. Home game against the 9 seed and out they go. Despite Wade Vaught's 25 points, it was Sioux Falls 76 and Hastings 68. That will end their season at 18-15. The women are waiting to see if they will make the NAIA National Tournament, squarely on the bubble at 23-7 after losing in the quarters last Thursday. Tomorrow night's the finals, and then the brackets will come out after that. You know, I wonder, Are they going to say, well, Hastings is here all the time, let's give somebody else a chance? Or will they say, you know what, Hastings is here all the time, they deserve to be here, they'll win a couple of games in the tournament? Well, let's hope that's the case. The Nebraska man, a hook. If you hook the air, is it a hook? A Daydog Enduro called for a hook foul, waving off the bucket that cuts it to two with just about a minute to go. Nebraska goes on to lose 77-72. Now questions are being brought up. Will they make the NIT?
What's the white Paul Pierce? What was his name? Had the devastating dislocated ankle that mysteriously returned with no limp.
I don't know. I didn't get to watch all that game.
I think his name was Kent or something like that. Had the face protection on for Kansas State. I did get to watch the whole game. And it just... DirecTV. I got it on DirecTV.
I thought you were working.
Not at 8 o'clock at night.
7:05 tip. I don't know. Just asking. The Husker women fall as well. The women are home against Colorado tomorrow. The men, home finale against Iowa State coming up on Wednesday. UNK wrestling team had some bumps on Saturday. Only qualifying six after... you know, you're used to seeing 8, 9, or 10 going to the Nationals. They finished third, not second in the RMAC. So, obviously, probably not overly pleased with their performance. They will send six. Taylor May, Marty Usman, they were champions. Ryan Etherton came back, and he finished third. Joey Morrison, Keenan McCurdy, also going to be going to Nationals as well for the Lopers.
Now you
Matt
get
Farrell. I don't know if I mentioned Matt.
Now you got to reassess the goals, though. When you thought you were the top five in the in the country, you get third in this tournament, only send six. Now you're looking.
Well,
at...
you got a chance to still be in the top five in the country with these six guys. So that's still got to be your goal.
A better chance with 8 or 10 of them.
Yeah, well, more than two champs. You know, no seconds.
There you go.
So, got to look at that. UNK baseball team went 3-1 over the weekend, 55 hits in the four-game series. They will, weather permitting, have a home opener, and they should be able to get that in tomorrow against Briarcliff at 3 o'clock. UNK softball, they didn't play yesterday. They're going to try and play a doubleheader starting today at noon at Dryden Park. Hastings College baseball 1-3 over the weekend, but they dropped a couple games to the number one team in Oklahoma City. Again, Hastings seems to overplay competition-wise.
UNK used to be.
No. Did they play the number one team in Division II? They played Missouri. It's not the same.
They played Oklahoma. They played...
Is that the same? It'd be like Hastings going to play Miami of Florida. They're not doing that. I'm just saying it would be like, okay, you want something that's similar. It'd be like Creighton playing in the ACC. Let's start with Duke. Then we'll follow that up with North Carolina. Then we'll go up to Big East and play Connecticut. They overplay their competition. Now, I don't know that getting beat 22-0 shows you anything about your team. Now, they come back and they lose 13-5. I don't know. It's if you have a good team, you want to keep this kind of schedule. Some years it's better than others. So we'll see what happens to them. Nebraska baseball, your thoughts?
Well, you split with Missouri State. They're expected to win that conference. They've been in the tournament before. When you're playing St. Mary's, you got to find a way to win those ball games. I think there's a lot of young players. There's a lot of names people haven't heard of. Jake Mort, will he see the field again? DJ Belfonte was benched. There's some things going on there. I think some new people are finding their way, and could get exciting once these people find their roles and get things situated. And until then, I think you're going to have some upsets. Now, they have moved the game, I believe, supposed to be South Dakota State tomorrow at Haymarket Park to Wednesday.
Yeah, should be a little
bit
nicer.
A little bit better.
So maybe if you're sneaking down for girls' state basketball, go early. Catch some baseball. Huskers are also home against Cal State Northridge this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 1:35 go time. For those games, especially Friday. Maybe you have a little break in there to go catch some baseball. They're firing in the emails. We'll go ahead and do the same. We encourage you to fire them off, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The phone number, 1-888-455-ESPN. So you can phone in. You can fire it off to the Dent Popper inbox, whatever you want to do. But... you can't overlook what is a tough situation that occurred in high school athletics. You went off, and it's touched on one of our emails, about the heavyweight Michael Schaff and Jack Wardine final at state wrestling the week before. This Friday, we have a controversial ending to a girls' high school basketball game. Now, again, to some, it's a girls' high school basketball game. Get over it. Well, you know what? It's these kids putting in all their time that they do. And I guess we're going to get into that and get your thoughts. If you have thoughts, if you were there, even if you weren't there, we invite you to fire off your emails. We've talked to a lot of the folks involved. We'll give you our thoughts and look at the girls' state tournament bracket, plus Kevin Asher, Hastings St. Cecilia boys coach, and more talk right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
First Bank and Trust.
You're the reason we do what we do. Everything we are begins with you.
First Bank and Trust.
You can count on us.
You're the one we're working for. Come on over. You get more. We are here for you. First Bank and Trust.
You can count on us.
First Bank and Trust.
First Bank and Trust goes at Clay Center, Eustis, and Imperial, member FDIC.
In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to forget about things like customer service and convenience. At Stoney's BP in Lexington, we remember the little things that make your day. We are the convenience store that is convenient for you. Located 1 mile north of the interstate in Lexington.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
The postseason continues tonight with boys district basketball action on our network of stations. On ESPN 1550, Adams Central takes on McCook at 6. On ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic will take on Shadron at 7 o'clock. On 1230 KHAS, St. Cecilia and St. Paul battle at 6:30. And on Power 99 FM, it's Ravenna and Blue Hill at 7 o'clock. Plus, don't forget complete coverage of the girls' state tournament Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And it's also available on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Philadelphia Phillies have won the World Series.
ESPN Radio is right there until a champion is crowned.
The Celtics are the 2008 NBA champions.
LSU wins its second BCS championship.
The play-by-play home of every major national championship. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop across the area today with high temperatures around the mid-30s. Southeast winds will also stay gusty at times throughout the day. Tonight's skies will stay partly to mostly cloudy. We'll fall off to 21 with southeast winds 10 to 15, up to 48 for high Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 19.
Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy?
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A lot of things going on in the NFL with free agency over the weekend. How do you feel about some of these quarterback moves, Daddy? Getting to Dallas. Start there.
Well, I don't think he's ever going to see the field, hopefully. I mean, if that's what we're relying on. You know, I think...
Well, what'd you want? You wanted to bring in, get rid of Romo?
Well, I'm just saying, we got rid of Johnson. Hopefully that is not going to be, I mean, hopefully, okay, he's a reliable backup, way better than Brad Johnson ever thought about being.
Okay,
Sage because when we drop off to him.
Sage Rosenfels to Minnesota.
Amen. Viking fans, you better be up on your feet because that's amazing. Tarvarius Jackson, out. You're the wide receiver, or get your ass out of here.
Jay Cutler,
you're a whiny, I just don't understand. You're, first of all, I'm going to say this right now. Denver, you're never going to win a Super Bowl with Jay Cutler. Pat Bowlen knows that. The new coach knows that. They looked at it and said, we got a better chance with Matt Cassel or Jay Cutler. They didn't have an hour meeting. It was a 30-second conversation. Get rid of Jay Cutler. We need Matt Cassel.
The grass is always greener. The grass is always greener.
Ooh, the freshman running back for Nebraska is so much better than
you're
the 3,000-yard rusher.
You know what? The goal is to win a Super Bowl. And you may have a stronger arm than John Elway, Jay Cutler, but you're never going to win a Super Bowl. You heard it here first on the Doug and Daddy Show. As long as you're the quarterback in Denver, never, ever in the history of the world will you win a Super Bowl.
So less of a chance than Nebraska making it to the NCAA tournament. Anyway, and Matt Cassel, 0-for-1, leading his team to the playoffs.
You better be up on your feet if you're Kansas City. If you're a Kansas City fan, what a fabulous weekend you had. Amazing weekend. Good for you. Congratulations, because you've got the quarterback. You go down the list of quarterbacks in the NFL, how far do you got to get before Matt Cassel's name comes up? About fifth, sixth? He's ahead of Tony Romo. No doubt in my mind, with the supporting cast that Tony Romo has, you get him man on man with the same supporting cast. Now you got Dwayne Bowe. Other than that, okay. Tony Gonzalez, okay. Other than that.
Okay, was there any other big stories NFL-wise?
Albert Haynesworth, I think, when it comes down to $100 million.
Yeah, since Guess what? I'm going to predict this. Bust. He's got his money now, and he's playing for a team that's not that good, the Washington Redskins. Bye-bye, Albert Haynesworth.
I'm gonna read you a deal about Albert Haynesworth, and this is from Pro Football Weekly, and they have a deal at the in the back page. It's called Audibles. These are things heard from GMs and draft personnel and things of that nature. This came out obviously before the trade on Thursday. The GM that gives Albert Haynesworth a $100 million contract will get fired. It will be a big mistake. He's not emotionally stable. The Titans played it right last year. They gave him a one-year deal loaded with incentives, and he had one of his best seasons as a pro. As soon as he gets a huge payday, he will tank it. He cannot handle success.
Hello! And I don't even work for Pro Football Weekly. How about this? How about the match play, brah? Anybody have Jeff Ogilvie in the finals?
Hello.
Anybody?
Yes, I did. No, I did not.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. All the way to the finals.
Yeah, yeah.
Had him getting defeated.
Yeah, I did. That's okay, though.
Congratulations.
I had one right.
We had one right.
Geoff was, he's a heck of a player.
Now we've got a new one, and I don't know how long it's going to take Rome's people to pick up on this, but another one of those Andrew spellings. They've got a Johnny Peralta now for the Cleveland Indians, spelled J-H-O-N-N-Y. Oh, don't worry. It's coming, people. It's like Geoff and Andrew, and now it'll be Johnny, and I'm sure it'll be coming.
And Las Vegas, one of your favorite cities in the world. What happened there yesterday?
She named me Dale, Darryl, Waltrip, Richard, Petty, Rusty, Olsen, Bill, Irvin, Gordon, Earnhardt, Smith.
Kyle Busch wins it, the hometown boy! Boogity, boogity!
Talladega Nights was on a lot this weekend. You should have been a happy camper, you freak show. You had split-screen Talladega Nights old school. If you're thinking old school, folks, when it comes to saving money, well, they're gonna prod you around, because they've got great deals at Misco Sports on the Bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Winter sports season is winding down. It's time to think spring, whether that's track, soccer, softball, baseball, whatever your sport. Misco's has the gear you need. $10 off all shoes in the store. And if it's still a little chilly out there for you, you're probably gonna be sitting outside at some soccer or track. Well, how about the Columbia coats, which are 40% off? You kidding me? Why don't they just give them away? Well, they basically are. 40% off Columbia coats, and of course, Misco's would love to get you the exact size and style to fit your baseball and softball, whether it's fast pitch, slow pitch, whether it's little kids or big kids. It's all there. Misco Sports on the Bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. All right. I think we've covered most of the day's sports except the big story. You've heard about it if you're a basketball fan or cover the high school scene or live around Franklin. You've read about it if you picked up the weekend edition of the Kearney Hub or the Omaha World Herald. Those are separate, right? Those were different stories. Here is what happened. And again, I go into this whole story without having been there. I think if I would have been there personally, my emotions on this would have been a lot stronger than what they are. Because over the weekend, when a lot of people were calling me, talking to me, asking me what I knew, you know, I said, I only know about 80% of the facts. But in talking with, or at least corresponding with, Coach Alan Gatula, who we invited on the program today, but he declined and sent me a short little statement, which I'll read here in a second. In speaking with the actual, at least one of the officials that did the ball game, in speaking with other officials from around the state and around the area, this comes down to what would you have done if you were in this situation? And I don't think there is a right answer. You have, and before we do it, here's what happened. You take a Franklin team, which I believe was 9-12.
Correct.
Yeah, 9-12 going into the ball game in this contest, and had won 6 of the last 8 ball games. I mean, they started out, and if you look at it, their Twin Valley Conference is amazing. Lawrence Nelson, then you got Silver Lake and Deschler, who are both going to state. Bruning Davenport, whoever, you know, Blue Hill.
So they were 7-12 heading into the sub. They won 2 games in the sub-district. It was a district final.
Well, I'm not sure they weren't in the Bunny.
Okay, so they could have won 3.
I'd have to check that. But anyway, they're 9-12. And they are taking on 24-0 Sandhills Thedford. Well, why even bother? That's what people say. Why even bother? Why even bother? Why even worry about it? I mean, it's 24-0 and 9-12. Well, this is why. Going into this ball game, Franklin is on a roll. They get up 8. 37-29, I believe, is the score at one point, yeah, with 7:15 left in the game. But then a 10-0 Sandhills-Thedford run, and they take the lead. First time since the first quarter. So we get down to the last 9 seconds.
Which is fine. No controversy. Everything's going fine.
And depending on who you are, you know, it was a 20-foot shot. It was a 25-foot shot. It was an 80-foot shot. Well, one of the Franklin girls comes down and hits a, you know, not standing on the line three-pointer. Let's say it's a 25-footer. With 9 seconds to go in the game, it puts Franklin, the huge underdog, ahead with 9 seconds to go in the game.
By 2.
46-44. Sandhills-Thedford races down the floor. They fire up a long desperation shot. It doesn't hit anything. It's an air ball. Clank, clank, the ball, and it rolls out of bounds. And the fans, some of them, and the players celebrate by getting on the floor, as you see so many times in every sport that there is.
Especially this time of year.
When you're talking tournament time.
Yeah.
The problem is that the whistle blew, the guy or gal running the clock stops the clock. Now, again, there's controversy, what happened here, but no matter what, the clock has 0.1. 1/10 of a second. 1/10 of a second left in the game. So officially, the game has not ended. The three referees, which you have in postseason now, who had not worked together all year, which great job, NSAA, had not worked together all year, confer, and they decide that by the letter of the law, they have to assess Franklin a technical foul for illegal participation. Okay? And I have a thought on that, too. So there's a technical foul assist. Sandhills-Thedford thus gets to shoot 2 free throws. They make both free throws, which ties the game, and it goes to overtime. Because with 1/10 of a second left, you can't shoot the ball. You have to tip it in. And it was Franklin's ball 90 feet away from the hoop. So we go to overtime. Sandhills-Thedford ends up winning the game 52-49. They are going to state undefeated. And had they lost that game, they would not have gotten a wild card. They are the 7th seed with an undefeated record in D1 because, well, they don't play C2 schools out in the Sandhills because there aren't any. I mean, if there is, there's maybe one. I don't know if they got North Platte St. Pat's on the schedule or not, but I don't think so. And so they go to state. So that had been part of it. Well, what's it matter? They were going anyway. Well, they weren't. Now the question is, did the officials do the right thing? What should have been done? What would you have done? I want to get your thoughts when we come back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And now, another unsolicited listener comment on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow? All right, construction crews. Everybody ready?
Ready in Chicago.
Montgomery.
Honolulu. Whoa, who's in Honolulu?
It's Tim from Boston. I just got transferred to Hawaii. Wicked good weather they got here.
Buy one Motorola i576 phone for $69.99. Get up to four free with Sprint, the fastest national push-to-talk network. Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9. Only on the Now Network. Fastest based on initial call setup time. Offers for eligible business accounts only. See Sprint stores for availability. Ends 4/18/09. Subject to two-year agreement. Up to $36 activation, $200 early termination fees. Credit approval and deposit per line. Restrictions apply.
Hotels.com gives you a free night for every 10 nights you book. We're basically rewarding business travelers for doing what they already do. It's like giving you a blue ribbon for wearing a tie, a gold medal for shaving, and a lifetime achievement award for putting on pants. So, stay 10 nights in one hotel or one night in 10 different hotels, any combination, and get a free night. Welcome rewards from Hotels.com, the smarter way to book. Join online or call 1-800-2-HOTELS.
Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See site for details.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. 22. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop across the area today with high temperatures around the mid-30s. Southeast winds will also stay gusty at times throughout the day. Tonight's skies will stay partly to mostly cloudy. We'll fall off to 21 with southeast winds 10 to 15, up to 48 for high Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 19.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up in just a little bit, Kevin Asher, boys basketball coach at Hastings St. Cecilia. As we went into break, we were talking about the controversy that occurred at the end of the Franklin Sandhill Stedford game, and we have some emails. And let us start with, this from H-Man. That's right. H-Man in Riverdale. 2 points. Are we all part of an episode of Punk'd? A week ago, a wrestler lost a chance at a state championship because some NSAA-certified official made a bogus overtime call. And this past weekend, a crew of three basketball officials took a state trip away from the Franklin girls because they made a bogus call with 0.1 seconds to go that reversed the outcome of a district final. Being an official is a difficult job, and not everyone is suited to do this job. Offhand, I can name four who fit this description. To all the officials, let's try a novel approach to high school athletics. Why not let the athletes decide the outcome of these contests? They are the show. You aren't. Then H-Man goes on to say, second, on Friday, I watched the Holdridge girls win districts and qualify for state. They're scheduled to play South Sioux City. My advice for Trent Benjamin, call John Larson immediately. Get a copy of Lincoln Southeast game with South Sioux. There is no way they should beat you. You can run them into the ground. Have a great day. H-Man from Riverdale. Pulling for Holdridge, apparently. A Holdridge fan. We continue on. Trenton Kearney, whoever the hell those refs were for the Franklin versus Sandhills game the other night should never be allowed to do a varsity game ever again. The Zebras had to decide the game after the Franklin kids busted their tails and were going to pull off a major upset. The NSAA is a joke, too, for standing behind these clowns. You had to decide the game in the last 0.1 seconds when it would have taken you 30 seconds to clear off all 50 Franklin fans. Congratulations, Zebra. You just successfully killed those Franklin kids' dreams of going to state. You should be proud of yourself, losers, Trent. On the other side, and I'm not getting a lot of support for Sandhills-Thedford, Sandhills-Thedford also worked very hard to get to the state tournament and have an undefeated season and win that basketball game. I contacted Alan Katula, and via email, he had this response today. Alan says, there is nothing that I can say that will change an unfortunate situation. Our girls played hard and well enough to win the basketball game and very well could have qualified for the state tournament. Thank you, Alan Katula. That's the end quote. Again, Coach Katula, there is nothing that I can say that will change an unfortunate situation. Our girls played hard and well enough to win the basketball game and very well could have qualified for the state tournament. Thank you, Alan Katula.
Now, Doug, is there another part of this? Did the buzzer sound? Are we being told the buzzer sounded?
I don't know. I had not heard that. I just got a text from Seth Blank, who covered the ball game, said the buzzer had sounded. I hadn't heard that all weekend. Seth, if you want to call into the show, we'd love to have you on. You're more than welcome to do so, and we'll chat. He was at the game and wrote the story for the Hub. The buzzer sounded. How's their point one left on? See, this opens up a whole new...
See, if that's the case, I really...
This opened up a whole new can of worms.
We know the officials. In no way, in any way, did they favor... They didn't want to decide this. This is a call when they got together. Not one person made the call. This was talked about by the three officials. They decided by the letter of the law. It's illegal participation. The thing that I disagree with...
Here's what I have to ask you about that, because now that does jar my memory. I was thinking about, how can it be illegal participation when the clock is not running? If you are substituting in and out, and it's a dead ball situation, and again, I don't have the rule book in front of me. If it's a dead ball situation, how can there be illegal participation?
I don't know how it's illegal participation. You would think it would be because it was delaying the game in some respect. That would be the call, which I think, I don't know how they get illegal participation.
It could have been delay a game. Yeah, it wasn't up to them to, you know, write it down to the letter of the law. So
I guess from my standpoint, Doug, I think when Franklin's got the ball, there's no possible way that Dunning... It's not like we can steal the ball and throw in a 60-footer. That has been removed. There is zero. There's not one chance in 500 million. There's not one chance in a billion that Sandhills can win the ball game. And it's Sand... I'm not... This is the case. There's not one chance. Franklin's got the ball. To award the other team two free throws when nothing can happen, and I can't equate this to a junior varsity game. It happened twice this year to us in junior varsity contests when the clock stopped with 0.1 seconds left, and it wasn't necessarily at the end of the game. It was at halftime both times, and we just said, it's over, done. Everybody went to the locker rooms, okay. I don't know. I don't know who the clock operator was to stop it on that. Seems a little bit...
Well, I'm sure the clock operator's not watching the clock. He's watching the official, which is what he should be doing. Bob in Grand Island at the Dent Popper Inbox. Dent Popper, home of the armor lining and paintless dent repair. Go by and stop by and see the boys for a free estimate today on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. First of all, Daddy attends one state tournament and is now a wrestling expert. You had a coach... You had a coach on, I forget which coach, who got a good look at the late penalty point in the Shaw-Wardine match and said it was a good call. Now about the Franklin game. I don't think an official can pick and choose what rules to enforce. Yes, it was an unfortunate situation, but the players did come on the court before the game was over, and that's a technical foul. You have to give some credit to the Sandhills-Thedford girl who stepped up and made both those free throws under extremely difficult circumstances. And again, I'm glad nobody's fired in yet that, oh, they still had a chance in overtime. Yeah, they did, after their entire world was crushed in front of them. No, they didn't. Overtime was insignificant at this point. And yes, the Sandhills girl, you're correct, Bob, but... You know, if I'm sitting there as the official, I'm going, good God. All she has to do is miss one of these two free throws, and all will be fine, and we won't have to worry about it. You know, Franklin avoided a major disappointment by blah, 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 blah. Jim from Grand Island says, hey, just because it was the underdog, everyone is pissed. Rules are rules. Franklin can thank their fans and players on the bench for the loss. Also, has everyone forgotten that they still had overtime to win the two free throws? Didn't we? As I just said, Jim. overtime, forget it. Yes, whatever.
They're high school girls. They're not professional athletes that should regroup in a situation like that. Seth Blank from the Kearney Hub does join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Seth, the message boards, the Omaha World Herald, your paper, everybody has weighed in on this. And, of course, Mike Patterson talked with Paul Nepidol, the athletic director, at Franklin, and there is a story there and an online story. And again, both sides have something to say about this. And again, here's what, again, is some controversy. Jim Angeli, who we've had on the show from the Nebraska School Activities Association, quote, "If the officials called the technical, then we expect them to uphold the rules." And that's what he said. Nepidol, 0.1 seconds. There's probably 1 in a million chance of the clock stopping on that. I'm sure this game will be debated around here for a long time. Seth, was the right call made?
Honestly, Doug, here's the problem I have with it. I'm sitting in the stands, you know. The ball, the last second shot, misses everything, lands out of bounds. I hear the buzzer go off. And in a moment like that, you know, I'm writing down the score. I'm thinking the game's over. I look up. The official on the baseline saw the ball go out with 0.1 seconds left, so they went over, put 0.1 back on the clock. By that time, you know, the buzzer sounds, the Franklin kids are on the court, the Franklin players are on the court, Alan Gatula, Franklin's coach, is out there trying to get everybody off the court, but they get everybody off, the officials confer, and then they hand out the technical. The problem I have with that is the buzzer sounding. Obviously, when that goes off, you think the game's over. I think it would have been best, I'm not an official by any means, but probably just to let Franklin inbound the ball with 0.1 seconds left and play it out that way.
Okay, now, because this is shedding new light, because unless I overlooked this, it was not in your article or any other article. The 0.1 was put back on the clock?
Okay, here's what happened.
Or did the clock actually stop with 0.1?
No, after the game, I swear I hear the buzzer sound, okay?
Uh-huh.
I go over to him and talk to my photographer. He says, yeah, I'm pretty sure it sounded. You know, I'm talking to Alan Gatula. He doesn't know. Actually, tape from this game that shows the buzzer sounding. And, of course, time is getting put back on. I mean, just think about it. What are the odds the scorekeeper is going to stop with 0.1 seconds left? As far as the whistle, the referee's whistle, I didn't hear that. Of course, when the GM explodes in a situation like that, you don't always hear whistles. But I didn't hear the whistle, but I did hear the buzzer. I mean, I was 99% sure, but you start to replay that moment in your head a few times, saying, man, did that really go off? Did that really go off? And then I got it conferred by my photographer, and then, of course, it was conferred on videotape, and videotape doesn't lie.
Now, again, but do we know, did they have to put the point? Did the score clock actually read all zeros at any point?
You know, I wish I could have told you. I was there. I went down. I wrote in my scorebook. And game's over. All of a sudden, I look up, you know, everybody's jumping on the court. I'm trying to figure out what the heck is going on here. And then the PA announcer is saying, there's time left. Everybody got off the court. And I look up at the clock, and sure enough, it says 0.1. I'm not for sure.
I'm guessing it didn't read all zeros then.
Well,
I'm guessing it stopped at 0.1.
Well, how does the buzzer sound?
How would the buzzer sound?
Yeah. Quirk. It's quirky. It's quirky. I guess as we read a brief statement from Coach Gatula earlier on the show. Now it's over. I guess it's over. I know that you guys have a variety of things on your website. What are you hearing from folks? Is it 50-50? Is it not even close? Is it Franklin heavy that are getting in touch with you guys? What are you hearing?
Well, as of yesterday, when I went into work yesterday evening, to write a few stories, I hadn't received any emails or anything about it, so I couldn't tell you what people are thinking. Of course, the NSAA is going to stand by the officials. That's basically what they have to do. If they admit there's a mistake, it opens up a big can of worms.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, then it's going to get more controversial, but it's an expected action by the NSAA. It's unfortunate for Franklin. If you're Sandhill Setford, you're loving it. I know their coach thought it was the right call. Their fans wanted a technical.
Well, let's be honest.
By the way, that quote from the coach was totally, really wow. Are you kidding me?
Well, let's be honest. It was a bad deal for the officials too. I don't wish to be in their place in any way or form.
Yeah, I would not envy to be an official. The problem is you go by the rule book. And yes, it's a technical. Now, the problem I have with it is if the buzzer sounds, how can you call a technical when the game was technically over and when the people that were on the court found out there was time left, they went back to their seats. That's the only gray area, the problem I have. If you want to go by the rule book, if the players get on the court and the game's not over, of course it's going to be an illegal substitution or illegal participation, and you're shooting free throws, which happened. And honestly, guys, after the technical was called, I'm sitting there thinking, there's no way she's making both of these. You know, she's up there all by herself. There's no way she's going to make both of these. And give Nicole Swisher credit. She made them both and ended up giving her team a second chance, and now they're going to state this week.
Well, Seth, we appreciate the great job on the article, and thanks for giving us a few minutes here. I'm sure it'll be continue to be talked about all the way through this weekend down at state.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you don't write an article like that every day.
Take care, Seth.
Hopefully I don't see it again. I would prefer not to.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, great job. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Doug.
Bob fires back, says, I changed my mind. If the buzzer sounded, then it's wrong. You can't charge a technical if the buzzer sounded. Okay, let's throw out the buzzer sounding. Let's go with the facts that we thought we had, is that there was 0.1. And here's where it gets – I have seen, let's face it, for the old-timers, Boston Celtics, Phoenix Suns, Gar Hurd, triple overtime, Celtics think they've won the game, the fans storm the court, no, you can see down on the bottom, one of the referees has his hands up, there's time left. 1 second, they take it to half court, Gar Hurd, turnaround jumper from the top of the key, we play on as he makes it. Did they assess a technical to the Boston Celtics? No. Here's what I would say, because as I thought about it, I'm pretty sure, and I think it just depends on the person that you are, and it doesn't mean good person, bad person, young, old, veteran. I think I would have cleared the court, had him throw the ball in, and I don't think there would have been any controversy, because I don't think the Sandhills Thetford coach was jumping up and down yelling for a technical. That's just what I'd have done, right or wrong. That's what I would have done. I'm, again, not saying that this is right or wrong because I wasn't there. I'm just saying I think that's what I would have done. And I think that's what this all comes down to. What would you have done? I don't think there's a right answer. You're going to have about 10% of the people that are standing on the rule book, and you're going to have about 10% of the people saying, are you kidding me? And everybody else, I think, is pretty much in the middle on this. There's the rule book, and again, I believe that at every officials meeting, you have the rule book, but they always say, use your common sense. We have the rule book in case nobody knows what the rule is. But also, you have to have, you know, use your judgment. Do what's supposed to be right in this situation. And again, that's where the error of human element comes into this. We wouldn't even be discussing this if they would have called the game. The refs brought this crap on themselves. That was an email.
Yeah, Doug, I'm going, and it's what is, I just feel bad for. I feel bad for the Franklin girls, but I feel bad for the officials. People, you know, attacking them. Yeah, they're doing the right thing. When you're going 56 and a 55. Do you expect to get a ticket every time? No. If you get a ticket going 56 and 55, you're pissed about it.
Well, I mean, the officer's a tool.
Well, exactly. Does that make these officials tools? No, or probably not. They're trying to do the right thing. Oh, it does?
Well, if you're comparing it to that, well, yeah, it would.
I mean, I think we got to enter. I just think when it's Franklin's ball, there's no way the other team can win. Why do you let them have the opportunity to win? That's where I think is common sense. Maybe I'm not saying they were wrong. I'm not saying they're right.
Well, there's a whole lot of things that you can point at here. It starts with, if these guys had worked together before, I think it would have been a lot easier. They would have huddled, said, hey, let's know, or hey, there's no doubt about it. It's a tough situation. It's just
Mike Patterson asked Mike Peters, the Metro official. That's in the article.
You can ask any official. He gave his opinion. He'd have cleared the floor. You could ask any official. Everybody's going to have what they say. Either they would or they wouldn't. There's nothing in between. We're going to take a break. A couple of minutes with Kevin Asher from St. Cecilia after this.
After listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, many people are heard to mutter,
who are those guys?
Those guys, we'll be right back.
When it's an occasion that matters, call the event specialists at Country Catering. Delicious, beautifully presented food, professionally served. From black tie formal affairs to a simple picnic party, we'll work with you to make your event a wonderful memory. Create your own menu for a sit-down dinner or assemble an appetizer buffet line. We can serve any group from 25 to 1500. Country Catering promises to make your special day the best it can be. For your next event, call Country Catering of Litchfield or go to www.countrycatering.net. We cater to you.
Welcome to Subway. What can I get you?
Hi, I was thinking about maybe a,
Any.
$5 filet.
Who are you guys? Some kind of music video? Seriously, what's the deal?
Get any piled high regular footlong for just $5, like the Italian BMT and chicken and bacon ranch. Any regular footlong, $5. Don't miss it. Subway. Eat fresh.
Offer excludes double stack and premium sandwiches. Prices and participation may vary.
When it comes to identity theft protection, ordering a free credit report is like going to the movies just for the previews. But with Identity Guard, you get a veritable double feature of 21st century tools and technologies. So get Identity Guard, sit down, have a large popcorn, and get real identity theft protection and a very happy ending.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Call 877-600-2669 today or visit identityguard.com.
In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to forget about things like customer service and convenience. At Stoney's BP in Lexington, we remember the little things that make your day. We are the convenience store that is convenient for you. Located 1 mile north of the interstate in Lexington.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you drove down 25th Street in Kearney 20 years ago, you'd see a lot of things you wouldn't even recognize, except for that one place on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Well, even back then, when you were in need of a quality used car or truck, you knew you could always count on Molly's. Today, you can count on a great deal on this 2003 V6 automatic Chevy Silverado for only $59.95. Yes, sir, Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. Good to know.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop across the area today with high temperatures around the mid-30s. Southeast winds will also stay gusty at times throughout the day. Tonight's skies will stay partly to mostly cloudy. We'll fall off to 21 with southeast winds 10 to 15, up to 48 for high Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 19.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Today's UNK Adams State softball called off because of the weather. Yesterday's game's canceled. They were trying to get two in today. Deemed too cold to play. So no softball. Josh Berge, Tri-City Storm, is the USHL Offensive Player of the Week. So congratulations. Storm win back-to-back games. Great job. Josh doing a great job there. Had three assists in the win at Omaha, scored a goal, and added four assists, including setting up the game winner in the win over Des Moines on Saturday afternoon.
That's kind of weird that we get Players of the Week now that we're in the bottom of the division. When we're in the top of the division, we can't get one. Like the last couple, 3 years, never.
By the way, the Coast Guard has just reported the search for the missing NFL players. They have found the overturned boat and one survivor off the Florida coast. Now, that doesn't mean one in three. That means they found one survivor with that boat, and that's all we have at this time.
You know, you go out on a beautiful morning, and then the wind comes up, and everything's switching. A 21-foot boat with 14-foot waves. Not a good situation for anybody. These guys have done it before and been regulars to the area, it sounds like. They were surprised they hadn't been able to locate the boat because of the amount of material in the front of the boat would not allow that boat to go down, according to what the reports were coming out.
And a man who helped popularize T-ball as an organized youth sport has died. Jerome Sikarski? Sikarski, that's what I'm going to go with, has passed away.
Raise a glass, good man.
Hey, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here. We got talking about the Franklin thing, and it just took us a little longer than we thought. We've yanked him away from his lunch. Hastings St. Cecilia Coach Kevin Asher. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, thanks for making some time for us. Sorry we're a little late today.
No problem.
Big game tonight against St. Paul in the district final with your kids as the defending champion.
First off, good job to be to the point you are so far. Again, congratulations for the win over Ralston. And now you're trying to finish off getting through the postseason here with this game tonight against St. Paul, team that won a pretty impressive game against Minden last week.
Yeah, they have. They've played really well. I know they had Minden beat kind of in the classic game that day and let that one slip away, and I think that kind of woke them up maybe. And looking back from even last year, I thought St. Paul had as good a talent returning as anybody in the area, and they're just really starting to play well here at the right time.
Kevin, for you guys to win tonight, what's going to have to happen for you guys?
Well, we got to do a great job of keeping them off the glass. They're probably the best rebounding team we've faced all year. They're long, athletic type, good jumping type kids, and they really rebound better than anybody we've seen on our scouting reports so far. And then they've got kids that can really shoot the ball and do good things with it. Brett Wells is probably playing as well as anybody in the area right now. They have the gay kid, and they have Bank and Poss. They really drive the ball well, but they can also shoot it. So they extend you quite a ways on defense, and we're going to have to do a great job of taking away the drive and keeping them off the glass.
Where do you see your team getting better at, Kevin, than maybe where they were coming out of the conference tournament?
We've really been consistent on the defensive end, and each week it seems like we picked it up. And what I've really noticed is our guys that are coming off the bench are giving us more offensive production. We had to really struggle through a semifinal there last week with Grand Island Central Catholic, where we had a lot of foul problems, and our bench is just confident as all get out when it comes to playing on the offensive end, and that's really good. We're probably as good as we are defensively when they come off the bench, but then as long as they can offensively contribute, and we're really seeing them step up, and I think that's from practicing head-to-head all year long against the tough competition we have.
Kevin, for people that follow the run through the championship a year ago with the Blue Hawks and then your team this year, what's a major difference you'll see in the two teams?
Head coach, he's different.
We are a little bit, what I'd say, more veteran and more savvy in that respect. I think last year we, kind of maybe caught some people by surprise or, snuck up on people as the year went along. Everybody knew they were going to be good, but, I think, that first time everybody, until somebody wins one, then that target becomes on your back. And I think our kids are pretty resilient. The veteran leadership that we have has just stepped up. I mean, we've had big leads, we've had tight games now, and it seems like we hold our composure really well, and that's something you have to do this time of the year, because the momentum swings. Just seems like with the pressure on, swing a little harder than they do during the regular season, and these kids have just done a nice job of playing through it, and that goes all the way back to when it was a tight ball game with Bennington last year, middle of the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden there was a steal and take a charge taken, and all of a sudden they're up 4 or 5 points and going on to win the title.
Kevin, has this team have you noticed any, like, maybe they've felt any pressure trying to repeat, and they'd been number one for a while and now just trying to get back through what everybody knew was going to be a monster district?
Yeah, I think last week against Grand Island Central Catholic was the most maybe all-around pressure I felt from our entire team, program, fans. I've talked to some of the people, and they said, man, that was just a ugly day in their minds, and I felt the same way because GICC is so well coached, and they played a way that, that could possibly take you down if you didn't play well. And now I think they've got that over, and you can just see a big relief on our kids' faces as the next day or two. And not that we're taking St. Paul lightly by any means. They're a different type of team, and then they'll come right at you, and they've got the athletes to take you out. But that was the only time all year long I've seen our kids kind of play a little bit tense, and not play as loose as I thought they could.
Well, Kevin, we wish you the best of luck tonight, and no matter what, let's see if a trip to Lincoln is in the cards for the Blue Hawks, and we appreciate you giving us some time during lunch here today.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for calling.
Thanks. Kevin Asher, St. Cecilia, you'll hear the game tonight on our sister station, 1230 AM KHAS. That will actually tip off at 6:30 when they play St. Paul at Aurora. On ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic and Shadron, the number one team. Last year it was a one-point game. That's in Ogallala tonight, 7 o'clock Central, ESPN 1550, Adams Central and McCook. And on Power 99 FM tonight, Ravenna, Blue Hill. Those games tipping off at 7 o'clock. The Adams Central-McCook game tipping off at 6 o'clock. Then we wrap it up tomorrow, Girls State. We've got Adams Central, Silver Lake, Minden, Ravenna, Pleasanton among the games we will be carrying on our network of stations. Always available on the web at ESPNSuperStation.com. I want to thank Hastings St. Cecilia Boys Basketball Coach Kevin Asher for joining us on the program today. Seth Blank from the Kearney Hub talking about the Franklin District Final last Friday, and all the folks who emailed as well. Tomorrow, among our guests, Mark Manning, Nebraska wrestling coach, as they get ready for the Big 12.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska, ESPN Radio, Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.